You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's percentages brought to you by BPC Best Portuguese Chicken from 2 people to 300. Let BPC Best Portuguese Chicken do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. You guys ready to rock this
week?
Let's do it. Jerry with a bunch of takes.
Got an opening statement for us?
I believe he does. Let's hear from Jerry.
Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater. I want to thank you for committing yourself to Jerry's operation, Destroy Canadian Franchise. You've been a loyal soldier for the past 3 years. But now it's time for puppeteer Jerry to put in place his biggest and best puppet of all. And even though I can't stand the three of you gas bag losers, I'm going to break some news on your dumpster fire of a show. The next GM of the Oilers will be John Ferguson Jr., a.k.a. Fergler. So pack your bags, McDavid. You'll be a New York Ranger by the end of 2019.
John Ferguson Jr.
You heard it here first.
I think his name gets floated.
Oh, it will.
There'll be.
Be
a list.
Of course.
Okay, we...
Jerry Puppet. He's a Jerry Puppet.
I'm sure it may be.
Here comes
the
list.
But there's a sub list. If there's a sub Jerry's...
Here's some possible...
Does JFJ make the top
100%.
10?
Not a chance in hell.
If
our guys are being honest with themselves, they're not floating out JFJ.
He's not getting a job, but it'll be floated.
He'll be on the list.
Someone will float it.
Yeah.
Jerry, that's a ruthless couple of comments.
Like Peter, pumpkin eater.
Hates us,
yeah,
hates
the
show.
Yeah, I thought he'd be a little nicer to us.
Pretty gutless, Jerry.
Yeah, really.
All right, let's see what kind of takes you have in store this week.
Even though we all know of Jerry's plan to get McDavid out of Canada, I'll play along and pretend like he finishes his contract at Edmonton. And McDavid will play at least one cup final as the Edmonton Oilers.
Those sons of at Edmonton are so far away from a cup final, not even funny.
At least one cup final in McDavid's tenure.
That's right. He's got Connor McDavid as an Oiler in at least one cup final.
I'm going to say 100%.
I'm going to...
That's a... Wow. 100%.
I just think
Connor 10
McDavid...
Years.
Yeah, 10 years. They better figure it out in 10 years. They better figure it out in 2.
Boy, they're not figuring it out in 2. That team is not in a cup final the next 2 years.
Bobby Nicholson said they got a good team and they should make the playoffs.
that was a little aggressive. I'm not going 100. I'm going to go with the percentages. 33%.
When they won that lottery, I said 100% he's going to win a cup in Edmonton because he is a phenom. He's
cup final, actually, though, right?
No, I understand that, but cup final feels like it feels like light years away. To take a page out of our buddy,
who's
your boy,
Butch Goring.
Butch Goring, that's Butchie. Right.
Yeah, it seems like Butch it's Goring. Light years right now.
Light years away.
But we have seen organizations turn around quicker than
I know. But
like I thought,
I don't trust the owner.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't
you're
trust
right.
the owner to hire the right person. I don't trust whoever is going to be hired to actually have autonomy to pull the trigger. Yeah. I think because McDavid's there, they're going to keep digging themselves deeper. Like, we got to get them into the playoffs. We got to get them into a cup final. I'm 15% out of respect to McDavid. He's that great of a player.
Yeah, but 10 years is like...
No, it's not 10 years. He's got 7 years left on his deal. Doesn't have 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Get 7 years after this, and this year they're clearly not making a cup final.
I don't know why I thought it was 10.
He's got seven after this.
I say 10. Yeah, seven. Yeah, I'm 33. I'm comfortable.
All right, I'm at 15%.
Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner will team up and produce multiple goals tonight.
I'm real high on this. I feel
I'm
very
high
good.
On it too because of the way Washington's playing in their own zone, and they gave up a touchdown last night, as Jamie said.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 54% multiple goal evening. Just because they're together, they're talented, doesn't mean it just happens, but I like the chances. 54.
I'm a little lower on one reason. and this is the goalie in me. Braden Holtby starting. Like, he had to have got, like, he gave up a touchdown, and the game-winning goal was no good. I could see the Leafs play really well, but it'd be a low-scoring game because the goalie stands on his head. I'm still going to give them multiple goals, but it's just lower than 54. For me, it's 31%.
100%.
You're 100.
I think Matthews scores two tonight himself.
There you go. Yeah.
I think Matthews tonight, it's time to get rocking. You know, I think he understands it. I think he feels, you know, he's starting to feel some pressure, which can go the opposite way. Mm-hmm. You know, the spotlight's on him. And with some negative connotation for the first time in his career, I guess playoff series notwithstanding against Boston, where he felt the heat. But I think he understands the moment. I think he's always wanted to play with Mitch Marner. I think this has been his dream as a Maple Leaf. I want to play alongside Mitch Marner. And I think Mitch is going to show up. I'm high. I think they're both going to. I think I could see a 5-4 game tonight, and I hope it's that way. I hope it's entertaining. Be. I'm high the two of them get rocking tonight. 100%.
Wow.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens will both be inducted into Cooperstown next year.
They'll have to get bigger plaques for Barry Bonds and Roger's head. Massive squashes.
Well, Jerry's not wrong about that. The plaque size could be very interesting. The size of both of their heads are not normal size. They're way over 8.
You think so? The PSI is a little high.
They're 14 caps.
Yeah, they've got monster heads. But I'm going to say 65% because their percentages keep creeping up. This year they were somewhere in the mid-50s. I think they're going to be able to reach the threshold within the next few years, but it feels like it's trending in that direction. And if it keeps moving and moving and moving, and a lot of the old school guys are giving up their votes, and the new school guys are coming in, and the new school guys don't seem to be as sanctimonious when it comes to this issue, 65%, both of them, Bonds and Clemens, get in 2020.
I'm going to go 80% just because I think that people are starting to realize that regardless of there was so much stuff going on, they're two of the greatest players to ever play the game. Still got to hit it out of the park. You still got to throw the ball. You still got to strike people out.
Well, and they were great before the roids, allegedly. You know, Bonds was winning MVPs as a guy who looked like he was 145 pounds in Pittsburgh.
I just, you know, I'm 42% only because I feel like there are some people out there that, regardless of the turnover, I know progressive thinking, there are the traditionalists there, and those will be the ones that will hold them out.
And they've been holding out for a decade.
That's.
I hear you. I don't know what's going to change with them.
We talk about
changing.
The old guard in Edmonton and all sports and that. I feel like the old guard is still in full force, and they may be for another year.
They got the majority of the votes still, right? And they got the power. You're right. I mean, there's 425 voters, and they've got to hit a threshold. And they're creeping there, but I feel good about it next year, but there's definitely no guarantees. Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard will miss at least 5 more games this season for load management. Jerry's definition of load management is a lot different than the Raptors' definition. Usually ends with Jerry clearing his search history, if you know what I mean.
That's enough. Jerry, this is a family program.
Exactly.
5 more games for load management.
I think 100%.
Is it including tonight? I guess it would include tonight.
Sure. 100%.
You're at 100%.
Oh, yeah. They lock into a playoff spot. He'll be resting up down the stretch. 100%. 100.
I'm very high on this. I'm at 80%.
You just say 80 because you have no ball. 84 under at the no ball.
I just gave you 100%. Marner and Matthews. Pot and two tonight. Listen, what if they're not locked in? What if they're fighting for position against Milwaukee? I think he's going to be out at least 3 or 4 more, but 5, at least 5 more. I mean, how many more games do they have to play? They got 33 games left.
Yeah, but it seems like I'm high on this because I think there's an injury there.
But that would be different than load management.
Okay, so then.
Because if it comes out, hey, he's injured, he's out for an injury.
Okay, so then that's out.
That doesn't count. We're talking, this guy is just resting tonight. Like, he's in the tanning bed. He's going to chill out.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything.
I'm 68%.
Okay.
I think there's some fire there, but like you say, if it ends up being an injury, then this is a moot point.
Totally different story. Load management, Kawhi, yeah. Not happening tonight.
Exactly.
Regardless of what happens in the Super Bowl, both Brady and Gronkowski will return to the Pats next season.
This is a great Jerry's.
It is.
This is a spectacular Jerry's because I think Brady's coming back. I can't say 100% because it would be a Hollywood story. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, then he's like, I'm out of here at 41 years old. But he seems fully committed to playing until he can't, like someone's dragging him off the field. Yeah.
Didn't he get caught on a voicemail saying, look, man, I'm going to be playing until I'm 45?
Oh, he stated that publicly. Yeah. He wants to play until he's at least 45. So we're talking like 3 or 4 more years. But yeah, Gronk is a different story.
They win, Gronk's for sure done.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, all day.
Well, then you're
0%. So what, 0%? Do you think they could lose? They're playing a good team in L.A.
It's both, right?
Both of them are back. Jerry's got both of them back.
I think 15%. Age, injuries, I can't see it. But who knows?
But you got to win, too, right?
They get a loss, and Brady probably tries to convince Gronk, let's have another run, which sounds ridiculous.
I could see Gronk.
But it's actually not ridiculous.
They're in the Super Bowl right now.
I know, but I could see him playing half a season.
Do you think Belichick would let that fly, though?
I think Belichick would be like, give me 8 games and some playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see that happening. If Gronk is on the fence, Brady is a lock.
Brady's playing.
But I think Gronk, he'd be like, go to Miami, go light it up. You and your brothers,
take a cruise.
Do whatever. Come back halfway through the season. We'll get you sorted out. I'm high on this. I think that they, 72%.
I'm pretty high on this, too, as crazy as it sounds. We're talking about a 41-year-old Super Bowl about to play in his ninth Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or 41-year-old quarterback about to play in his ninth Super Bowl. And Gronkowski's already, I by all accounts, is locked up. Top spot, greatest tight end of all time. Lock Hall of Famer, Super Bowls, money.
Yeah, everything.
Brand recognition. Like, they don't have to keep playing.
No, not at all.
But Brady, I think, is so committed to the game. This is all he knows how to do. And why would he stop playing now? Look at him. Look at the last 2 weeks. He's been unbelievable. Why would you expect he stops playing? Gronk,
I like that.
I think you may bring up an interesting point, the idea of working out some sort of a side deal. Miss OTAs, show up to camp, you can have every other day off.
A Timu Solani plan. Remember that? He was like, I'll show up at Christmas.
He will have a different type of load management, the Gronk.
Yes, he would.
Oof.
A Kawhi / Jerry load management.
There
I'm 80%. You kind of sold me on both of them coming back.